Okay, good. I think that we can get started now. So, today we get to talk. We've been talking about Sarah this week. And so today, Tuesday's study is about her name. And we are going to. Okay. So my phone was a little funny here. So here we go. Let me get all my good old reading glasses here. All right. Her Life and Times, the names is titled. In Bible times, names had a significance they often do not have today. The names that the mothers and fathers of these times gave to their children gave us a glimpse into their personal experience, sometimes reflecting the emotional response to a situation. When Sarah was 90 years old, God told her that she and Abraham would finally have the child for whom she had longed. She could hardly believe it. After I am worn out and my master is old, will I have this pleasure? She exclaimed. You'll find this in Genesis 18:12. When her son was born, Sarah named him Isaac, which means laugh. And she said, God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. That's in Genesis 21, verse 6. Perhaps of one of the Bible's most prominent scenes is played out when Rachel is great pain and knowing she was dying and named her son Ben-Oni, meaning son of my trouble. But Jacob, the child's father, loving this little one even in his sorrow, renamed him Benjamin, son of my right hand. In Genesis 35, verses 16 through 20. When Hannah's son was born, she named him Samuel, which sounds like the Hebrew for heard of God, because God had heard her cries for a child. You'll find this in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 20. Many of the Old Testament prophets had names that spoke of their missions. Isaiah's name means the Lord saves. Obadiah's name means servant of the Lord. Nahum's name means comfort. Malachi's name means my messenger. Throughout scripture, God gives to his people names that offer a picture of their significance and worth to him. We are his treasure, possessions. In Exodus 19, verse 5, and Malachi verse 3, and Malachi chapter 3, verse 17, the people of his inheritance. In Deuteronomy, you'll find in chapter 4, verse 20, and the sons of the living God, Hosea, verse 1 and 10. We are his friends. John 15:15, no matter what you're given name, God knows it. In love, he calls you to him by your name, and you belong to him. And you'll find that in Isaiah 43, verse 1. Give me 1 second. I realized something. I want to make sure. So let's spend a minute looking into these scriptures that I was just talking about, okay? And let's hear the more of that. What's being said in these words? And so, let's go into Exodus 19, verse 5. Okay. And so Exodus, as I fight with my papers here. All right. Verse 5, and it says, Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And so, you know, God calls us out, right? He calls us out by our names and he lets us know. So here, you know, it's this portion of the study is saying, emphasizing that throughout the scriptures, God gives his people names that offer a picture of their significance and worth to him. And we are his treasures. And so that is what he's saying, how he looks at us as his a peculiar treasure. I like that. Let's look in Malachi chapter 3, verse 17. And let's see what that says. And I think that Malachi is right. My Bible seems to be sticking today. Okay. All right. So we're looking at verse 17, and it says, And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son that serveth him. Wow. So he's letting us know that we are his precious jewels. Hello. And so he loves us that, you know, he takes care of us. And, you know, when you have something that's precious, you take care of it, right? When we look at jewelry, things that we have that are given unto us, we take care of them. They have a value to us. You know, matter of fact, let me see. My husband gave me these earrings right here. For those that are watching me live, you could see that these earrings here, and he gave them to me on our wedding day. And they hold a value to me because as we were preparing, getting ready for our ceremony, we were exchanging gifts back and forth to each other. And this happened to be one of the gifts that he had given to me. And when I saw it, you know, I saw his love also in that, like, you know, because it's a knot, and then with the diamond in it. And so he's, you know, tying the knot with his precious diamond. So it spoke volumes to me and I cherish it very much. And that's the same way that God sees us. When he looks at us, we are his precious gem. We are his jewels. We are his treasure. And he takes care of us. He guards us. He loves us in that just precious, precious way. And that's just so beautiful. All right. So, and then he talks about the inheritance. And so your inheritance, if you want to know about your blessings and your inheritance, read the book of Deuteronomy. And that is where we're going to go to right now in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4. It says, in verse 20. Okay. It says, But the Lord has taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as ye are this day. You know, when I read that, that speaks volumes to me, because God is saying Egypt, when we look at it in today's time, Egypt is the things of the world, you know, the secular world. When we give our hearts to the Lord, we are now part of the kingdom of God. We are heirs of the kingdom of God. Therefore, we receive the goodness of him. So in receiving the goodness of him, we no longer have to go through these things of the world, but know that we have the all of the things that God has, all of his treasures, the plethora of that, his blessings in abundance. We have it all. We just got to ask for it. The word of God teaches us that we have not because we ask not. So ask the Lord and it shall be given unto you. Okay. And so he gives unto us, and he's taken us out of the place of the world, and he has brought us into the kingdom of God when we gave our hearts to him, so that we can have eternal life with him. And so as we are here on this earth, this day, as we move forward, we are blessed and highly favored and deeply loved, because we have we serve an almighty God. Amen. So those are the riches of him. And just a little bit more. Let me say something in this, in the book of Deuteronomy. I believe, I want to make sure that I'm right in saying so. So I'm going to look it up real quickly. okay. So it is chapter 28. Chapter 28 talks about the blessings of obedience upon your life. And that's from verses 1 through 14. And then from 15 on, it talks about the curses of disobedience. So chapter 28 really helps you to understand all the blessings that you can have in your life from God. And then in it also then says, but if you don't obey God and you want to be disobedient, these are the things that will happen. So, you know, you can't be in between. You can't serve mediocre. You can't be like, I'm going to do this things of the world because this is what's comfortable, but I'm going to serve you on over here on the sometime. Can't do that. Can't do the both. Just can't do it. All right. Chapter 30 talks about the rewards of repentance. When you repent and the blessings that you get, you know, from that. So Deuteronomy is pretty deep. I really enjoy it. Okay. And so then going back to the study that we're talking about, the names and so forth, and how God looks at us and the blessings that we get, and the inheritance that we have through him. And we're the sons of the living God. So let's go to Hosea chapter 1. I love Hosea. It's such a beautiful, beautiful story on how God loves us. And if we look at learning about this story, you just learn that, you know, how God loves us. And the story is spoken through a man who God commanded, told him, marry this prostitute, marry this woman. He's like, what? And he did. And in marrying her, he was so disappointed because, you know, he loved her and he loved her. He loved her so much, even after the things that she did to him. You just got to read it on your own because it's good. It's a good story. Okay. So in Hosea chapter 1, verse 10, it says, Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living God. And so when God talks about his people, when he talks about Israel, he's talking about us. We are adopted into the kingdom of God when we give our hearts to the Lord. So when you see, when God is talking about his people, he is referring to us. So I just want to give you that. And so let's talk about we are his friends. So we know that we are sons and daughters of the living God. There it is in the scriptures, in Hosea chapter 1, verse 10. And now we're going to look at that we are his friends. John 15, 15. You know that song, I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I love that song. I loved when it first came out. It was like, yes, Lord, yes. All right. So John 15, verse 15. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servants knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Because you share things with your friends. You know, and that's just deep. Like, you know, he's saying, I share my goodness with you. I share the good things with you. You know, you're good friends, right? There's those titles of the best friends. And so you're best friends. So think of us that he thinks of us as his best friends, because we're not just, he don't look at us and telling us as the servant ones. We're not the acquaintances, you know. But we are that of the friends where he shares in dialogue. So, you know, your best friend, you tell your best friend things. You look forward to sharing things with your best friend. So, okay. And then he's, no matter what your given name, God knows it in love. He calls you to him by your name, and you belong to him. And so let's look at what Isaiah 43 verse 1 says. I like that we're going into the word and has these different scriptures, because this just gets to show you the promises of God in his word and the things that we say, you know, that God loves you. You're called by his name. He calls you out. You know, there's significance of who you are. It means something. So you just gotta look it up. All right. I love looking in the word and seeing what it says. Okay. So chapter 43, verse 1, it says this. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. Oh. He calls us by name because he's telling us we belong to him. So he calls us by name. I love it. So let me start with this. I'm so excited about this part. And I, for those of you that are watching on Facebook and can comment, I encourage you to do this today. I want you to go and look up the meaning of your name and share it in the comment box. I want you to see what it says. And when you go Google it, I want you to look up what's the biblical meaning of, say, Sulema. I want to know what that is. You know, you just type that in. It says, what's the biblical name of Lourdes? You know, what is it? What is your meaning of your name? And type it in into the comments box so we can dialogue a little bit about that. For those of you that are listening on the podcast, I encourage you to look up your name. If you don't know what your name is, look it up and hear what God has to say to you. I'm sure that it will bless you. So here's my name. My name is Tina, and it derives from the name Christina. And so when you look at that, the prefix of Christina is Christ. And so Tina is then the suffix of it. And so that means that I am, because my name is just plain Tina, T-I-N-A, it means that I am a follower of Christ. I am a strong believer in Christ. I am what it says, one who follows and seeks the Lord. And so when I read that years ago, stop it. Sorry, my dogs are wanting to play now. I was like, I saw that and I'm like, I belong to Christ. I follow Christ, a strong following Christ, one who believes in him. Like, I found all these meanings. They all said the same thing. Follower of Christ, strong believer in Christ. And I'm like, yes, that is me. I do believe in you. I follow you no matter what. I seek you all the time. In all, even when I was in my wilderness of 14 years, and seeking, you know, I still knew the Lord. I still would go to church. I was still was seeking of him. I was still trying to follow and do the right things. And I was in my wilderness because I wanted to walk in my flesh. I wanted to enjoy the things of the flesh. And so I was in a place of disobedience. I was in that mediocre, you know, stage. But in all of that, I still was seeking him. I did not go into the wilderness and not go to church, not read the word, and not ask God of anything. I still sought him. So many people, when they step away from the Lord, they don't want nothing to do with God. They don't pray. They don't read the word. They don't go to church. And they're in a complete wilderness, just with nothing. But in my wilderness, I'm going to say for me personally, I continue to seek God in all things because I just knew that he was the one that was going to help me get through things in my life. He helped me. He changed me because he is my redeemer. And when we look back at Sarah significantly, they talk about her name. And then talking about her name, you know, her name was Sari. Actually, it wasn't Sarah. And so when God changed her name, he did that during the time of when he fulfilled the promise in her life. And I encourage you to, even then after you look up your name, go and study the name of Sarah. Look up the more of her, what her name was. So, because originally her name wasn't Sarah. God changed her name, but he changed it for a purpose. And so I encourage you to look that up and know that you have been called by Christ. He calls you by your name. Your name has a purpose. It has a meaning to who you are to him. And walk in that fulfillment of that. Be blessed by that. And know that you are loved. You are deeply loved by God for all that he has for you. He has so much for you. And he is so great in all that he does. So I encourage you, look up your name and then study about Sarah, her name, the change of her name. Because when she looked to him and allowed for God to be within her and really understand what it was to be one with God, and have that intimacy with him, then her name changed. And she fulfilled
She continued to walk in the fulfillment of God's plan in her life. And so I share that with you because I want you to understand the fulfillment, the meaning of your name. What does it mean? And, you know, how God is speaking to you through your name. Because he knew you by your name when he formed you in your mother's womb. He knew you before you was even born. And so I just bless you with that. Let me see something. I'm going to see if I can. Looking in Isaiah, there's a promise. Okay, I was trying to look at the part where God speaks to us and he calls us. I know that he tells us that he loves us so much and that bear with me here as I'm just really trying to tune into what God is just saying right now to me. And this is just a blessing right now as on what I'm just understanding from the Lord. Okay. And so this is for somebody. So the Lord wants you to understand that even our first name is given to us and is given to us by our parents. Our last name is inherited to us by our parents. But when we understand that, Let me back up for a second. I just love you, Lord. He's just so amazing right now. Okay. When we have our last name that's inherited by our parents. So my name is Tina Morales. But when I got married, my last name changed and it became Negron. Because I made a covenant with my husband. In that covenant, I said, I do, in taking him as my husband, and therefore it changes my last name to his name. Okay? Here's the thing. This is what the Lord's telling me about Isaiah 54. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, I love him. And so the Lord wants you to know, this is for somebody particularly, and I know it's going to bless all of you, but this particularly right now. And so when we understand that when we give our hearts to the Lord, then he becomes our husband. When we understand that, so here we go. In Isaiah 54:5, it says, for thy maker is thy husband, the one that created you, the one who knew you by your name and created you in your mother's womb. So he knew your first name. And thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. So the great God Almighty says he, your maker, is your husband. So he that knew you by your name knew that he will be your husband. In other words, he wants for you to accept him as your husband. And so that your life then changes and you have a husband in him. He is your maker. He is the one who changes your life. And so you're supernaturally, you no longer are looked at as the old person, but you're looked at as the new person. Because when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, personal Savior, and you understand that he is part of you, you give him your heart, and you understand that he is your husband, that you are the bride of Christ, that he is your redeemer, your life changes. Your life changes forever. Amen. You're understanding what God is saying unto you, that you become a new creation in him. Praise God. Amen. I just love the Lord when he just wants to bless us and let us know. And so I encourage you women to go and read Isaiah 54. Read about that, because it talks about the way of a woman from before and then the changing. It talks about the blessing through the servant and how God changes our lives. So we no longer are looked at as the old, but we're looked as the new, the blessing that he gives unto us. Amen. All right. I bless you ladies today. So I encourage you to read. Find out about your name. One of you have done so already. It says that your name, Suleyma, comes from Solomon, comes from Hebrew, Jewish, and it means peace. So, Suli, I say unto you then that understand that the peace of God, let me say this to you. The evidence of God speaking in our life is peace. So when we understand that and receive that, we are at peace with things. There's no confusion. When you have doubt of a decision that you're making or things that are happening in your life and you're like, and you're being tossed away with that and you just quite don't know, you know, then that's not God speaking. The evidence of God speaking is peace. You will know that you know. You will feel the comfort like, yeah, that's it. Okay, and that's what I'm going to move it. You're going to have a determination to fulfill what you are sensing in your life. So that is a beautiful name. And so not only is there peace in you, does your name mean peace, but when you look at from where it derives from, Solomon was a man who was not only had wisdom, but he also had wealth. So girl, claim your wealth and your wisdom from the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus, that it will belong to you. So ladies, just as Suleyma did the looking up her name and she was found out where that came from and realizes that the peace belongs to her. The enemy has probably been trying to steal peace from her and making her feel all kind of confusion and crazy at times. But she walks now with that peace. Amen. And so find out what your name is. Walk into in that. Study the name of Sarah and read the book of Isaiah 54 and be blessed by it. I know that God has a message for you because it's his word, and his word is his promises into our lives. It's a declaration into our lives that he will fulfill it, because his word says that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. Amen. All right, let me pray with you. Father, we thank you for this day and we bless your holy name, Lord God Almighty, for you are great and for you are wonderful. And we thank you that you bless us in so many ways, that you even bless us with the name that has been given unto us. And furthermore, when we understand that you are our husband, we are blessed that our name is we receive you and that you become part of us. You are in us. So when we look at us, we are ourselves, the reflection of us. We know that we are blessed because we have you. Because the word says that greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. And so it is proclaimed through your word that you live inside of us when we accept you as our Lord, personal Savior, as our husband. And so we just rejoice in that. I just declare in the name of Jesus that every single woman and everyone that is listening to this word, that they will be blessed and rise up and know that they are heirs of the kingdom of God. For we are blessed and highly favored. Your word says so, Lord. You say that we are the head and not the tail. And so I just thank you, Lord God Almighty, for your word in our lives. And I just declare that each and every one of us will rise up and that we will receive a new revelation, a fresh revelation, as we study the more of our names, what that meaning is and what you have to say unto us. Let it be a kiss from heaven from you in our lives. And I just thank you, Father, in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen. I bless you, ladies. Rejoice in this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made. So rejoice and be glad in it. Make it a good day. Bye-bye now.